How are you with the glider? You've been in touch with us practically every day with a comment, a pretty balanced comment, considering, you know, you weren't overly keen at the beginning. I think you're learning to love the glider now. Let me speak to a man who certainly does, because it's his job to make it all work. He's the Director of Operations with TransLink. It's Ian Campbell. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
A month in, exactly a month, you've been gliding. For you, how would you report to the nation the first month of the glider service?
Well, Frank, just in summary, I would say, look, we're very pleased by the initial response from the public to the glider service. As you say, 1 month in, we're actually seeing 30,000 extra passengers travelling on the east-west corridors where the gliders are operating per week. That's an increase of 17% up from September last year. So we're delighted with the way the public have fallen in it behind and supported the glider service.
If we've had one complaint, we've had it 20 times, I don't know how many times, but we've had a large number of comments about how difficult it is to get on the glider at Ballyhackamore. Is that a weak point? Because if you're coming in from Dundonald the whole way to Belfast, it's very popular, it's very busy, and it glides past you at Ballyhackamore.
Well, we have seen some of our strongest passenger growth around that area of East Belfast, and it's something that we are very aware of. We are listening to the feedback of our customers and your listeners, to be fair. We have put extra vehicles on the service, thus providing additional capacity, and that's designed to alleviate some of the high loadings that we are seeing. And we have some further increases in service planned over the coming weeks. Also, in addition to that, we have ordered some more gliders. This was something that we picked up several months ago. So we have two further gliders currently in production. And again, that is designed for the strong passenger growth that we're seeing and thus improving capacity.
Now, I sometimes see the glider, even on the motorway, with not in service written on it. Is it as organised as it should be, or is maybe some reason why the glider would be somewhere else and not on the route?
So the not in service signage is typically when we're positioning gliders into service. You know, in the morning peak, you want the majority of the gliders coming in from both McKinstry Road out in the west and Dundonald Park and Ride in the east. So that's why typically you would see not in service. Though I got to say, we did have some bedding in issues in the initial 2 weeks in service where there were some issues with our passenger information system, which again customers referred to. But those issues are now largely resolved.
Is it proving as popular in the west of the city where they have, of course, the well-established service of the black taxi?
Yes, look, we as I said, we're delighted with the 17% growth that we're seeing across the city. And one of the pleasing aspects, we are seeing a lot of people that are using that connectivity, not only from the east and the west into the city centre, but across Belfast.
There haven't been too many bumps and scrapes. I think any time anyone sees a glider in distress or a glider that may have turned the wrong corner, it's all over social media. People love to talk about the glider. It's easy to emphasise negatives, I suppose. No, very few people take a photograph and say, there's the glider running very smoothly today.
Yeah, that's very, very true. It's certainly one of the hot topics on social media. We have had a couple of bumps and scrapes, but that's something you would expect with such a high intensity service. But look, we do take very seriously the feedback we get through all forms, and social media is one of those. And I got to say, some of the feedback we've had from customers, we have taken on board and put additional service in. The other thing, we're pleased to see some of the positive feedback that we've had through social media. A lot of our customers like the new vehicles, like the new service, and as I've said earlier, they like the connectivity across the city.
Is there any real evidence, however, that you get quicker from your point of departure to your destination using the glider than you would have on a standard metro bus?
Well, of course, Frank, it really depends on your journey, and for certain individuals, that may not be the case. But what I would say is, for the majority of our customers, that is the case. If I go back to 2013-14, before we had the new bus lanes in place and before the new glider service, The average journey time, for example, from Dundonald into the city centre was 45 minutes. Now it's just over 30 minutes. So those would be our average journey times. But again, it really depends on where customers are travelling from and to.
And user-friendly in terms of the ticketing and the tapping and the contactless and the buzzing and the button pressing? Are people getting to grips with the systems that we all have to get to grips with when we go to foreign cities? But are we embracing it and understanding it here on the highways and byways of East and West Belfast?
Yes, very much so. In fact, you know, the public have taken to this service exceptionally well and exceptionally quickly. During the initial 2 weeks of operation, we had 130 both staff and volunteers across all the hotels helping the public get used to the new ticketing system. But the new ticketing system has been a significant success. I think part of the success of that is the smart link technology. And also the good value fares that are now being offered. For example, £3.50 will get you anywhere in Belfast on the Metro Glider service all day. That's £3 off peak. Or for the week, £15, you can travel anywhere you want by Metro or Glider across Belfast for the week.
Bill's throwing in a question here, and he actually, in fairness to him, sent it before I even said I'd be speaking to you. It came up before you were even announced as a contributor to the programme, Ian. So I'm going to ask the question, number one, because he's asked it, and number two, because he popped it in. It was on his thought radar before I even mentioned buses. He says, Frank, does the 20-mile-an-hour speed limit in the city centre not count for buses? May Street seems to be, he uses the term a racetrack for them. I think that's overstating it. But he feels that the buses are moving too rapidly in the city centre.
Absolutely, the speed limits in the city centre and across the city apply equally to our services as any other road user. So, look, I would be concerned if there were individual vehicles, but look, we do track the performance of all our vehicles using technology, and I would be very surprised if there were examples of our vehicles exceeding the speed limits. It is something we monitor and treat very seriously.
Okay, and Jennifer, she sends a text as he speaks. Says, "Hi Frank, I used the glider for the first time on Saturday from Dundonald to Belfast. It was a great, smooth experience. The glider was busy, but room for everyone. I'd recommend it. £4 for a day return, much cheaper than parking the car." Jennifer, so there's a happy customer.
I'm delighted to hear that, Jennifer, and if she would like a job in our marketing department, I would be only too happy to oblige her.
That's the sort of feedback that you like. And in fairness, we've got a lot of that over the last number of days. Am I right? Can you get a 15 quid ticket and use the glider as much as you like all week, or am I misunderstanding that?
No, that's exactly right, Frank. A £15 weekly ticket will get you anywhere in the Belfast area that's served by Metro or Glider. So you can jump on and off our services as you wish.
That doesn't sound too bad. That doesn't sound too bad, considering you can go the whole way up to Twinbrook. And who doesn't want to go to Twinbrook? Or out to Dundonald, down to Titanic, and in and out and around the city for 15 quid. That, you know, for people who complain about bus prices, and they do, they absolutely do, that is an attractive package. But I suppose individual tickets are much more expensive.
Well, an individual day ticket, it's £3.50 for the day. And again, that's